Essendorma from the opera Turandot. I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show that helps you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Condret is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of 7 best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bring you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now your host, America's favorite eye doctor, Dr. Edward Condret.
This is your host, Dr. Edward Condret, and I have some sad and exciting news to share with you. After 22 years of broadcasting Healthy Vision, and I really can't believe that those 22 years have gone by so quickly, KFNX, the Healthy Vision radio show, will have its last broadcast on February the 16th. I am very grateful for the staff at KFNX, for Norm and all the engineers for supporting me over the past 22 years, and especially all of you, the listeners, for your support. My mission has always been to help you restore lost vision. The intro music to Healthy Vision is from the opera Turandot, and the aria Nessun Dorma is all about conquering your vision loss. Healthy Vision is not ending, but there will be a new change in the format, and this is going to help bring you the latest in eye health. Healthy Vision will now be hosted on Vimeo. This is a live stream platform to broadcast interviews with leading experts on vision topics. These new changes will make Healthy Vision better than ever, and this will enable you to have access to quality programming available at your convenience. Every month there will be a featured topic on Healthy Vision, so I hope you continue with me. Please go to healthyvision.us. That's all one word, healthyvision.us, for more information. That's healthyvision.us for more information. And if you would like me to select a topic, or you have some suggestions for a topic, email me at info@healingtheeye.com, and I'd be happy to look at your suggestions for future topics on the new Healthy Vision. Now, all of my previous radio shows are available on condratpodcast.com. So if you're interested in reviewing some of the old shows, go to condratpodcast.com. So this evening, we are going to focus again on the upcoming Vision event. This is my annual event that occurs in late January, early February of every year, and this year it's February 15th and 16th. This year it's going to be a little bit different. We are going to be live streaming the event. Last year the event was held in Florida, but I got a lot of suggestions from you, the listeners. Dr. Condret, why don't you have this event online? Why don't you live stream it? Because it is expensive to travel and, you know, the accommodations, and now especially with the coronavirus, people are not willing to get on the plane to travel. So this year, there's no excuse for you to attend. It is going to be a live streaming event. So that means you'll be able to participate in the event from the comfort of your home. We have a great lineup, and before I go into the lineup, this event is absolutely free to all of you out there that have participated in the Condret program or the microcurrent program in the past. And I don't care if you participated 5, 10 years ago. There is no charge for you. But those of you that may not be a patient of mine and you do want to have access to all this valuable information, there's just a nominal charge of $95. And this is for a 2-day event packed full of exciting information and guest speakers. And if you cannot be there for the live stream on February 15th and 16th, everything is going to be recorded and it will be available for you to listen at your convenience. So the lineup includes, it's going to be starting 9 a.m. On February the 15th, which is a Saturday, and I'm going to be reviewing the best of my mission work to cure blindness. Oh, and before I forget, the $95 admission for this event, 100% of it will go towards my mission to cure blindness. And actually, right now, I'm broadcasting from the Mercy ship, which is off the coast of Africa. My wife and I will be here for 2 weeks doing charity surgery, and we are self-funded. I have to pay for my own airfare, and I do not receive a salary when I'm on the Mercy ship. So this is my way of giving back to so many people that have lost their vision and are looking for ways of restoring their lost vision. I'm also going to be reviewing the Kondrat program the past year. There's been some exciting changes that I want to share with you, including some new techniques that I have developed to help improve the results of the Kondrat program. Then my featured talk, which I've been working on diligently, is the top 10 advances of eye care of the past decade. And a lot has occurred over the past 10 years. And not only am I going to be talking about advances in traditional medical surgical ophthalmology, but also alternative medicine. And this is going to be a very, very interesting topic. And it may surprise a lot of you out there what my conclusions have been. Then another feature talk is going to be on the four levels of healing to restore lost vision. And I think that healing occurs on different levels. We have the physical, we have the mental, emotional, and spiritual. And I'm going to be talking in detail about the four levels of healing and how you can incorporate these levels of healing in your life. We're also going to be talking about new advances in stem cells for eye disease. Stem cells have been a very hot topic. I've spent some time with Paolo Limoli, a brilliant Italian retinal surgeon who's developed a rather unique approach for administering stem cells for eye disease. And I really think that he has discovered something that is going to make stem cell therapy for the eye much more effective and improve the overall results. Then I'm going to talk about the hidden danger that's destroying our vision. And I think this is such a very important topic. And I'm referring to electromagnetic frequencies, in particular 5G. We are surrounded by these electromagnetic frequencies. And I do think it's interfering with our health. It's destroying our immune system. It's affecting our neurological system. And I'm going to share with you a lot of research articles that indicate that it is damaging your eyes. And I do have a solution. I'm going to be talking about a simple method for you to negate these harmful electromagnetic frequencies and strengthen your body. So this evening, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a couple of teasers. We have a great lineup of guest speakers, and we have some information. Let's see, we have Dr. James McNear is going to be a guest speaker, and he's going to be talking about his book, The Smart Way to Healing. And I have a brief interview with him after the break. We're also going to be hearing from, Dr. David Pesek. Dr. David Pesek is a holistic iridologist, and he's going to be talking about how to use iridology and how iridology can be a valuable tool to give you insights into your wellness. And we have a brief conversation with Ning Wu on how microcurrent is the treatment that can change your life. So when we come back after the break, we're going to be featuring Dr. James McNear on his new book, Dr. David Pesek on holistic iridology, and Ning Wu is going to be talking about microcurrent. So these are three of the guest speakers that we're having at the Vision event. So don't delay. Sign up now for the Vision event. Go to visionevent2020.com. That's visionevent2020.com. And last week, I featured three other guest speakers. Dr. Robert Rowan is a good friend of mine, spoke on the benefits of ozone therapy. Dr. Victor Marcel Vega spoke on a very interesting topic, essential oils. And Garrett Murin spoke on the Comra therapy, which is a cold laser therapy. So if you're interested in hearing these speakers, kind of get teasers to what they're going to talk about, you can go to kondratpodcast.com. That's kondratpodcast.com, and that has all of my previous radio shows. That's kondratpodcast.com. So we come back, we're going to be featuring, we're going to start off with Dr. James McNear. who's an ophthalmologist in Florida who's embracing alternative therapies, including microcurrent. And he's going to be talking about his new book, The Smart Way to Healing. The Smart Way to Healing. So once again, don't delay. Sign up now. Go to Vision Event 2020. Vision Event 2020. And I'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Healthy Vision, and we have Dr. James McNair on the line. Dr. McNair is an ophthalmologist that practices in Florida, and he has embraced many different alternative therapies, including microcurrent. But his new book deals a lot with nutrition, and after talking to him, I have learned quite a bit about his interesting insights into nutrition. And I'm really happy that he's going to be participating in the Vision event this year. So don't delay. Sign up now for the Vision event. Go to visionevent2020.com. But let's bring on Dr. James McNair for his interview. Well, it's a real pleasure. I have Dr. James McNair on the call, and I'm very excited that he's going to be taking part in the Vision event, not only sharing his personal experience with alternative medicine, but he's going to be announcing his new book, which I think is going to be a blockbuster. So, James, share with us a little bit about yourself and your new book.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. I had an opportunity years ago when I was a preventive medicine officer in the Army. I was drafted in the Army as a preventive medicine officer, and it started my interest in and passion for alternative medicine because I just started seeing how much importance there was just to good nutrition, physical exercise, and the combination of those two things to help a person stay healthy. As I went through my ophthalmic career, I started getting more interested in teaching other people that if a person takes better care of themselves with not only good nutrition and exercise, but simple things like hydration, how important it is to be well hydrated for your eyes, but for the rest of the body also. And then I found out how important it was to integrate these alternative methods into mainstream medicine. And so we call that integrative medicine. So it's a simple, easy way to help people. Well, then I went to Capital University of Integrative Medicine and found out there's a lot of things that can help. Things that you use, I know tremendously, like chelation treatment, for instance, and frequency medicine, how important energy medicine is. And I learned about acupuncture, and I learned about chiropractic care, and on. There's, in my book, I have over 80 different disciplines that can either help diagnose or treat eye diseases. So, you know, when you and I and other alternative doctors think about, integrative doctors, when we see a patient, we think about getting them well, not just treating, but getting the problem cured, so to speak, and getting a patient really well, not just treating and all that, but actually get the person where they don't have their symptoms anymore and they feel better, look better, see better. And it goes on and on to help a person. So that's what my book is about. What I call a smart way to healing. And I think it's a good smart way to help somebody. So anyway, that's what we're hoping to do.
Yeah, well, I think your contribution to the Vision event is going to be fantastic. And you'll be probably giving a workshop on your book and some of the things that you learned. But as a teaser, maybe could you share with us what you consider the top three elements to regaining your health and really treating the underlying cause of disease?
Yes, yes. Well, and I tell you, if nothing else, if I can get a message out on two of the top issues that is really surprising, I think both of these seem to be unknown by other ophthalmologists except for people like yourself, and that really have paid attention to things like this. And the first thing and the easiest, safest, inexpensive way to help a person is by hydration. And there are many books and all kinds of good information about different ways to hydrate with, you know, what kind of water to use is controversial and how much and all that is kind of controversial. But I hope to encourage people, if nothing else, if a person has dry eye problems, please get hydrated. At least half the people I see are just dehydrated, just simply need to drink more water, and it will help a tremendous number of problems, like preventing stroke, preventing kidney stones, and it just goes on and on of how to, you know, just that simple, easy, safe, inexpensive way to help a person. The other thing, Ed, I think that is extremely important is that I have seen, and this seems to be a mystery to almost everybody, is the trouble with statin drugs. Statin drugs, which help lower cholesterol and perhaps can help reduce heart disease, they can lower a person's CoQ10 levels. And CoQ10 is responsible for energy. And if a person that is CoQ10 deficient, they cannot get enough food. If you can imagine food getting into the cells, into the mitochondria, which is a big word for energy producing plant. The energy producing plant of every cell is called the mitochondria. We have to have CoQ10 in order to get the food into the energy producing plants. And the deficiency that occurs with statin drugs for the eye doctor causes droopy eyelids, can cause ptosis, in other words, or droopy eyelids, turning in or turning out of the eyes, what we call esotropia or esophoria, turning out as exophoria. But a person I have seen, in fact, on my interviews, I've got two people who had extreme droopy lid, double vision, went to the hospital, got x-ray after x-ray, test after test, and they said, well, we don't know what's causing it. And I came in and I said, Roy, I know what's causing your problem. You got to get off of the statin drugs and onto CoQ10. Once you get onto CoQ10, the double vision goes away, the eyelids open. And then if you have to be on statin drugs, as long as you continue the CoQ10, you're okay. But I'm telling you, around the globe, around the world, we have people taking statin drugs without taking the CoQ10. And that's a tremendous burden on people. It causes them to be fatigued. Oftentimes I ask almost everybody, are you fatigued? And they say, oh yeah, I'm tired all the time. And my doctor says, I'm getting older. Well, and that's true. We may be getting older, but we don't have to feel bad. And we don't have fatigue.
Like I was well aware of the side effects of the statins, but I really wasn't aware that they can really cause so much problems with the eye. But anyway, I want to thank you so much for being part of the Vision event. And folks, make sure that you sign up for the Vision event. It's going to be live stream. You don't have to come to Florida. And just go to visionevent2020.com, visionevent2020.com. And Dr. James McNair is going to be one of the featured speakers. So thanks, James, for joining us on this short call. And I'll see you at the event.
Dr. Kondrat, it is always a pleasure, and thank you so much for including me.
We're coming up to another break on Healthy Vision, and when we come back, I have Ning Wu on the line. Ning Wu is the brilliant electrical engineer who developed the InspireStar microcurrent machine. I've been using this machine for close to 20 years, and it has been an extremely valuable part of the Kondrat Restore Vision program. Ning is constantly making innovations in the microcurrent machine, and he is going to be speaking on microcurrent for your life. And microcurrent is much more than just used for treating your eyes. It is just a valuable tool to help improve your overall health. So it's going to be exciting to have Ning at the Vision event, and you don't want to miss his really important talk. So when we come back, we'll be featuring Ning Wu on microcurrent stimulation, microcurrent for your health. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Healthy Vision, and before I bring Ning Wu on the show, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about microcurrent stimulation. For those of you that may not have heard of microcurrent, it's a very important modality that more and more doctors are becoming interested in. I recently got back from Rome, Italy, where I was a featured speaker on microcurrent, and I also gave a workshop on microcurrent. More and more ophthalmologists, especially the European ophthalmologists, are realizing that the microcurrent can be an extremely valuable modality. And I'm not claiming that microcurrent can eliminate traditional Western ophthalmology or surgical care, but microcurrent is something that can help improve the blood flow to the eye, help in terms of neuroprotection, help stimulate regeneration, and many, many other modalities. So in my practice, I use it as an adjunctive treatment, especially for people that are losing their vision. Maybe they're taking their glaucoma medications. They've had injections for macular degeneration, and they're looking for something that can make a difference. And microcurrent is that modality that I think works extremely well in conjunction with traditional therapies. This year has been, or this past year has been a big year for me. I have had two publications on my work with microcurrent. I was a featured author in a chapter in a book on low vision rehabilitation, which was published out of Italy. And this chapter deals with the history of microcurrent. And it also reviews the article that I published several years ago on looking at 150 patients that were treated with microcurrent. I also had another publication on microcurrent being used in the treatment of Stargardt's disease. So both of these articles and the chapter in the book are landmark studies, and those of you that would like a copy of these articles, just go to my website, www.healingtheeye.com, and that's all one word, healingtheeye.com, or give the office a call at 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328, and I'd be happy to send you a copy of the articles. Also, there is a chapter in my best-selling book, The 10 Essentials to Restore Your Sight. And this book is also available free to all of the listeners on Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Just go to my website, and there's a link that you can download the book. And I have a chapter on microcurrent stimulation. The other exciting news, I've been working with a company called iCell, and they have recently developed some new protocols for treating macular degeneration and glaucoma. I'm excited about these new protocols because they have researched specific signals. You know, microcurrent produces a certain frequency, but researchers now have discovered that these frequencies can act as a signal to stimulate different metabolic pathways in the eye. In particular, one signal is involved with stem cell rejuvenation and regeneration. And this signal actually stimulates the stem cells in the body to do their job and help regenerate. There's also another signal to reduce inflammation in the body. So this is very exciting. So if you're listening out there and you may be curious about these new protocols, give the office a call at 800-430-9328 for more information. And also, I'm going to be talking about this new research and these new protocols at the Vision event. So if you haven't signed up for the Vision event, make your move right now. Go to visionevent2020.com, visionevent2020.com. That's going to be held February 15th and 16th, which is right around the corner. So now, without further ado, let me introduce Ning Wu, who's going to be a featured speaker at the Vision event. And he's the developer of the InspirStar microcurrent machine, a brilliant electrical engineer who actually was responsible for developing the first programmable microcurrent machine, which made it much more affordable for so many patients to use this device to help restore lost vision. So let's talk to Ning Wu. Okay, I'm really happy to have Ning Wu on this call. And Ning is going to be one of the presenters at the Vision event. And many of my patients are really excited to have Ning. And Ning, tell us a little bit about what you're going to present at the Vision event. I know that your title is Microcurrent is Life.
Yes. Hello, Dr. Kondra. Hello, everyone. My name is Ning Wu. I represent InspirStar, the microcurrent device company. We started this company in 2005 under the supervision of Dr. Kondra, actually, because of he actually led me into this area, and then we started the machine and made the first FDA approved programmable microcurrent stimulator. The microcurrent is amazing after I start to use that. So basically, we all know like electrotherapy to put electrons into the body. Microcurrent is different from tense unit. So it drives very, very low current. It's usually between 10 and maybe 500, the maximum, the microamperes into the body. This is a very, very low current coming to the body. It's very similar to the current generated by body itself. So when a current is coming into the body, the incoming frequency has the harmonics with the body itself. In this way, it stimulates the biological resonance and increase ATP and increase the protein synthesize and increase cell transport. Treat the pain, mainly treat the pain, but also treat a lot of other conditions. Just because of it's not to block the nerve to treat the pain like tense. It's really to increase ATP and the benefits. So that's pretty much what we have learned from the fundamental of microcurrent to treat a lot of conditions. I know Dr. Conrad has been using microcurrent to treat eye diseases very successfully.
And, just microcurrent is just not for the eyes. It's amazing for musculoskeletal problems, improving circulation. To me, I think a microcurrent machine can be a device, to support your general health. And in one of my presentations, I'm going to be talking about the 10 greatest advances of the last decade in terms of eye care. And microcurrent is up there. And Ning, I really am grateful that you're going to be participating in the event. And I always joke that when I first met you, you were Ning Wu, and now I call you Ning Wow. For all your,
thank you.
Innovative development. So I look forward to having you be part of the Vision event. Thank you, Ning.
Thank you so much. I look forward to joining that great event.
So thank you, Ning, for taking time out to be with us on Healthy Vision. And Ning Wu is not only going to be giving a talk on microcurrent for life, but he's also going to be given a workshop to help demonstrate some of the features of microcurrent. So the microcurrent treatment is such an important modality in our practice, and I can't emphasize that microcurrent is more than just for your eyes. Microcurrent can help balance the autonomic nervous system. It's a great treatment for jet lag, taking care of musculoskeletal problems. In fact, I never leave home without it. I'm here on the Mercy ship off the coast of Africa, and I have my microcurrent machine right here next to me. I use it to help take care of the jet lag and help take care of musculoskeletal problems. So we're coming up to another break. And we come back, we have a very interesting speaker at the Vision event, Dr. David Pesek, who's going to be talking about iridology. And I know you're saying, iridology? What in the world is that? I thought they just proved that it's a bunch of quackery. But I think after listening to Dr. David Pesek, you understand that iridology does have a valuable role. And he's going to be talking about how iridology can be utilized to help you achieve some of your health goals. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Healthy Vision, and now in the better box we have Dr. David Pesek, who's going to be speaking on iridology. And David has done a remarkable job in bringing all the issues of iridology to the forefront. He has an excellent training program that I participated in a few years ago, and he has a really great yearly conference, a health conference that not only features iridology, but a lot of other modalities to help you regain your health. So it's a real pleasure that David is going to be featured at this year's Vision event. And you certainly don't want to miss his talk. And he's also going to give a workshop with some practical aspects of iridology and also give a demonstration on evaluating the iris and how it can help you and guide you to the right paths to take to help you restore your health. So let's talk to David right now. Well, it's a real pleasure that I have Dr. David Pesek on the line. We actually have a webcam here. I can see his beautiful smile. And I'm excited, David, that you're going to be taking part in the Vision event. I have so many patients that ask me questions about iridology, and I referred so many of them to you, but it's great that you're going to be at the Vision event to really tell them firsthand what is iridology, and maybe you could give a few teasers why folks need to watch this presentation that you're going to have.
Well, yes, and Dr. Conrad, I'd like to express my appreciation to you first for this opportunity to outreach to your audience and all of your patients and how you've reached a global level with the kind of natural work you're doing and being a proponent of avoiding surgeries at all costs and chemicals and things and really treating the human eye with kindness and in natural ways to avoid conventional procedures. I think it's pioneering work, and we need more ophthalmologists like you on the planet. And with that said, again, I'm honored to be a part of this Vision Event 2020. And isn't that nice that the 2020 for this year how appropriate that is for vision. But my topic is going to be holistic iridology. And iridology is a science that dates back 3,000 years, at least in recorded history, 3,000 years to Egypt in that area of Mesopotamia. And coming forward into the 21st century, the information that we have on the human iris. So what I'm talking about is the anterior segment. And for those of you that might not know what that term is, more of a medical anatomical location term, but it's really looking at and interpreting the sclera, the white of the eye, the colored portion, the iris, the pupil, the shape of the pupil, the textures around the pupil, the cornea, and the conjunctiva. All of those structures that form the anterior segment of the human eye give us information about your genetics, about your predispositions for health and disease. It's phenomenal. And a lot of people say, geez, I've never heard of it before. Well, it is used worldwide in all levels of developing countries and developed first world countries and all of that. It's used and it's taught, and not so much in the United States because it's still a little oppressed, but in other countries, it's actually utilized by physicians in their daily work. In fact, in Russia, they actually have clinics, and that physicians are the only people that have the privilege to use the science of iridology. Now, what I've done and in doing and being in natural medicine for 44 years now, I have developed a system that looks at the person whole in their whole or entire state. So it's called holistic iridology. And what that means is I also look at the spiritual, mental, emotional, as well as physical predispositions that we can see in this anterior segment of the eye. So people say, well, geez, I've never heard of anything like this, but I bet you've heard the expression, the eyes are the windows of the soul. And to answer that for you, because I'm sure if you're watching this, you knew the answer to that. And holistic iridology is just that. It gives us insights into our actual genetic predispositions for thoughts and emotions that come from our ancestors dating back 5 generations. It's a phenomenal science, and I'm so excited to share it with you. Dr. Ed has also studied some of this with me some years ago. I've known him for about 7 or 8 years now, and he began studying holistic iridology. And Dr. Ed, I hope you finish it someday. It'd be nice.
I will.
Yeah, good. And you've seen with the product that I have now, these videos are really state-of-the-art, done with 3 cameras, high definition. But what I'd like to impart to you and the listening audience out there, viewing audience, is that this is so important for prevention, because we live in an environment that has high oxidative stress, and we're bombarded with EMFs and now 5G with microwave cellular communications, and all of these things erode our health. We have enough challenges just if we were born in a pure environment where we had, organic everything like it was 100 years ago. We don't have that. We've got to be realistic. And through holistic iridology, we can see the underlying roots of issues because what we have when we look at thought and emotion, that precedes any physical condition that we have. And it's not a theory, it's science. First we have our thoughts, then we have the powerful emotions that flow through our systems, and that affects the health of our organs and tissues. And I've been a proponent of this for 45 years nearly, and years ago, decades ago, people thought I was crazy. But now the word holistic and the emphasis that's put on prevention, the awareness that we live in a polluted environment, is becoming commonplace. People understand that. And holistic iridology is leading the way, cutting edge, in pushing this science forward for prevention. Now, if I could look at your eyes, or you could learn to look in somebody's eyes, and you could see a predisposition in a human iris for a heart condition. And conventional medicine will say, well, yes, but this child is only 2 years old. And I said, yes, but they have a genetic predisposition. And they'll say, well, we've tested the heart, and the heart is fine. There are no issues, Dr. Pasek. You're wrong. And I said, well, I hope I'm wrong in that way, if the child grows up to be an adult and never has the issue. But the probability is very high. But it might not happen until the person is 50 or 60 years old before the heart condition will manifest. But it can be seen in the human iris at birth. Throughout the iris, there's a map. I'm going to try to hold this up to the camera, Dr. Ed, if it's okay. Does that look okay there? That?
Yeah, it's a little fuzzy, but yeah. we're running out of time, and I want to thank you for this brief introduction. I know a lot of people are interested in your workshop, and it is going to be part of the Vision event, and thank you so much for putting all this material together. It's greatly appreciated.
Oh, I'm happy to be of service, and I'm happy to teach anybody who would like to learn.
All right, and then we'll see you at the Vision event. Thank you.
I'll be there. Thank you very much. Bye.
Well, don't delay. If you haven't signed up for the Vision event, go to visionevent2020.com, visionevent2020.com, or give the office a call at 800-430-9328, 800-430-9328. The Vision event is going to be held February 15th and 16th. And if you're not able to attend those days, if you have something else planned, don't worry. All the speakers will be recorded. All the activities will be recorded. And it'll be available for you to listen to at your leisure. It's going to be a great event. This is something you don't want to miss. And remember, 100% of the tuition for the Vision event will go to our nonprofit, the Restore Vision Foundation. 100% of the tuition will go towards missionary work, high mission work. Right now, I'm doing the show from the Mercy ship right off the coast of Africa. It's very gratifying work for me, and I look forward to seeing all of you at the Vision Event 2020. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, wishing all of you good health and clear vision. And I'll see you at the Vision event.